Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital brainwaves of today's tech. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of artificial intelligence.
And I'm Jamie, your curious co-pilot on this journey. And today, folks, we're tackling a big one, building trust in AI. It's like teaching a robot to pinky swear.
Exactly, Jamie, but a bit more complicated. We're exploring AI governance frameworks. Now, these are not just fancy words. They ensure that AI systems are ethical, secure, and transparent.
So we're talking about making sure AI doesn't go rogue and start picking favorites, right?
Spot on. It's all about balance, innovation with accountability. Imagine a world where AI decisions are fair, transparent, and importantly, accountable.
Sounds utopian. But how do we even start building this trust?
It starts with AI governance frameworks. These frameworks are like the rule books for responsible AI development. They outline who is accountable, the standards to meet, and how compliance is verified. Think of it as the AI's moral compass.
Got it. But who makes these rule books?
Great question. There are major organizations and bodies like the EU with its AI Act and the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, in the US. They're shaping the standards for trustworthy AI.
Okay, but how does this actually work in practice?
Let's dive into the key components. First off, we have ethical guidelines, fairness, transparency, privacy. Then, operational controls like model documentation and lineage tracking, plus compliance mechanisms to align with regulations.
Lineage tracking. So, we're doing a family tree for data?
Exactly. It's about knowing where your data comes from and how it's transformed over time. It helps in understanding and fixing issues if they arise.
And what about keeping these AI systems in check?
That's where monitoring, testing, and documentation come into play. Organizations must continuously monitor AI behavior in real-world conditions. It's like having a watchdog for your AI.
A watchdog with a calculator and a degree in ethics.
Precisely. Now, implementing these governance frameworks requires a team effort. Not just engineers, but legal, risk, ethics teams all joining forces.
Sounds like assembling a superhero team.
Right. Now let's talk about some common pitfalls. Treating governance as just a checkbox, focusing only on fairness but ignoring security, or not including non-technical stakeholders.
Ah, so no set it and forget it in AI governance. It's more of a living process.
You've got it. And with technology evolving, AI governance is also becoming mandatory. It's not just about avoiding risks, it's about enabling safe, sustainable AI growth.
So what can our listeners do to start applying these governance practices?
Start small. Review frameworks like NIST's AI RMF or the ISO IEC standards. Build a minimal governance checklist for your projects. And most importantly, automate governance controls where you can.
Automation for the win. Keeps things efficient and, let's be honest, less prone to human error.
Exactly, Jamie. And remember, AI governance isn't just for the big players. Even startups can benefit from building trust and preparing for regulation.
Well, it looks like we've built a solid foundation of trust in AI today, Alex. Thanks for breaking down the complex world of AI governance frameworks.
Always a pleasure, Jamie, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, building trust in AI is a journey, not a destination.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into tech topics. Until next time, keep those digital brains curious.
And stay nerdy.